By using CT scans and computer imaging, we can, in a very real way, bring the Mesozoic era into the 21st century.
It's great.
Yeah, you really think so?
You're going to be the hit of the conference.
Oh, and you know what? It'll be even better tomorrow because I won't be constantly interrupted by Joey checking to see if they put chocolates on my pillow yet.
Hey, guys.
The chocolates aren't here yet.
Damn it.
Ross just read me a speech. It's fantastic.
Oh, is it on the computer? Because I'd love to give it a read.
If you want to check your email, just ask.
What?
May I?
What's with the rain, Keller? I mean, when I signed up for Dino Week, nobody said anything about it being monsoon season.
Actually, the wet season is June to December.
It's not the time, Charlie.
Oh, no, 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 dear God, no.
Oh, what, did someone outbid you for the teapot?
Secret teapot? Your computer, I don't know what, everything's gone.
What do you mean?
It must be a virus. I think it erased your hard drive.
What? Oh, my God, what did you do?
Someone I don't know sent me an email and I opened it.
Why? Why would you open it?
Well, it didn't say this is a virus.
What did it say?
Nude. Pictures of Anna Kournikova. I'm so sorry.
What am I going to do? My speech is gone, Chandler.
It's not gone. I mean, I'm sure you printed out a copy. You have a hard copy, right?
No, I don't.
Well, you must be pretty mad at yourself right now.
It's really gone?
Yep. I'd like to thank you guys for coming down here to complain about the rain and ruin my career.
I just feel awful.
Yeah, you should. Nude pictures of Anna Kournikova. I mean, she's never even won a major tournament.
Well, I tried Billie Jean King, but... You know, you and Monica have the same I'm going to kill you look. I can usually make it go away by kissing her.
Get out.
You know, this happens all the time to my computer at work.
Well, what do you do?
Well, I usually go play Tetris on somebody else's computer.
I can't believe this is happening. I have to give the keynote speech tomorrow, okay? I have to stand up in front of all these people. What am I going to say?
I could teach you a speech that I memorized for auditions.
I don't think your monologue from Star Wars is going to help me right now, Joe.
Ross, we can solve this. I just heard your speech. We can recreate it. We've got all night.
What? You really think we can do that?
Oh, wait. Joey and I are supposed to have dinner.
Oh, hey, don't worry about that. I mean, Ross needs you, you know, and Rachel and I will stay and help any way we can.
Oh. All right. Okay, let's do it. Well, I know we start by discussing the shortcomings of carbon dating. And then I move on to what is clearly the defining moment of the Mesozoic era, the breakup of Pangaea. Hello. And then there's the overview of the Triassic.
Ooh. Any chance any of this happened in a galaxy far, far away? Hello?
Okay, Mike, enough is enough. Now, you love Phoebe and she loves you, so you need to get over your whole I never want to get married thing and step up.
Who is this?
This is Monica. I'm Phoebe's friend.
Sure, Monica. So good to have you back in my life.
Listen, Phoebe is back with David, and he's going to propose to her, and she's going to say yes, but I know she really wants to be with you.
He's going to propose?
I'm sorry, did you say something? I can't hear through all this damned hair.
Look, if Phoebe wants to marry David, she should. I'm not going to stand in the way of that. Neither should you.
You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do. Just call her. She's at the Paradise Hotel in Barbados. And while I've got you, you've got curly hair. What do you do in the humidity? Damn it. Well, I hope you're happy.
Oh, I hope you're happy too, honey.
Phoebe's going to say yes to David. See, that's what happens when you meddle in people's lives.
Wait, Phoebe's gonna say yes? That's great.
No, it's not, because she's still in love with Mike.
And there's no chance that will work?
No, I called him. It's not gonna happen.
Meddler, meddler!
Well, if you hadn't meddled to start with, then I wouldn't have had to go in there and meddle myself. Now, no matter how much we meddle, we'll never be able to unmeddle the thing that you meddled up in the first place.
This vacation sucks.
I'm so bored. Stupid rain. We can't do anything.
Well, I brought some books. We could read.
Hey, it hasn't come to that yet. Hey, don't mind if I do.
I'm sorry, sir. These are for the pharmaceutical convention.
Hey, Rich, you feel like going to a convention?
We can't. We're not pharmacists.
No, I know we're not, but Frank Medeo and Eva Chiraro Wumba.
Kate Miller.
Kate Miller it is.
Okay. And that's the most sex I'm going to have this weekend.
Well, in that case, should I make sure it's on real good?
Thank you.
So, Kate, how's the pharmacy game treating you?
Well, Frank, I tell you, it's rough. I mean, is it me, or is doctor's handwriting getting harder and harder to read?
I know. But on the plus side,
yeah,
we get to wear those white coats and stand behind that really tall counter.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. Okay, see ya.
You're Joey Tribbiani from Days of Our Lives.
Finally, someone recognizes me. Okay. No, and it's the Days of Our Lives.
Jackie, it is him.
Yeah, Jackie, it's me. Come on over.
Hey. Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
So, why are you here?
I'm doing research, yeah, for a role in a new movie about pharmacists.
Yeah, it's called Prescription for Love.
Nice. This is my friend Rachel. She's in the movie, too.
I'm an actress.
Oh, so what's the movie about?
Well, I play the handsome, macho pharmacist, right? And Rachel is my student who wants to learn all about pharmacing.
And see, I'm shy at first, but then I take off my glasses and I become sexy, you know? And there's some nudity, but it's very tastefully done.
My nudity in the film's not tasteful at all.
So you're doing research? Do you have any questions for us?
I sure do. Where'd that guy get the big pink drink?
And then you said that thing about bringing the Mesozoic era into the 21st century.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, that's the whole speech. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, we did it.
Actually, I did it, Ross. You remembered shockingly little of your own speech. Well,
yes, but I did make a pyramid out of the bath products. This is amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's a pretty necklace.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you say we celebrate? Champagne?
Oh, yeah. Hey, save the cork, and that way we can fill the bottle with water and put it back so they don't charge you.
Oh, my God, I love you.
Oh, this is such a cute picture of Emma. And is this your son, or just some kid whose picture you bring on vacation?
Actually, that's Ben, my son from my first marriage.
Your first marriage?
Yeah.
You've been married more than once?
No.
So, why'd you break up?
It's complicated, you know? She was gay. Actually, it's not that complicated.
Oh, my God. This is so cool.
Okay, odd thing to get excited about.
No, it's just that I was engaged to a guy who turned out to be gay.
Hey, high five.
Didn't you feel so stupid that you didn't see the signs? My fiancé was always going away on these long weekends with his tennis partner.
My wife had a workout friend. She went to the gym with every day for a year. She didn't get any fitter.
Right, and everybody finds out, and they're like, oh, I knew all along.
I know. It's all right. If you knew, why didn't you tell me? You know, I mean, call, leave a note. Hi, just drop by to say your wife's gay.
I know.
And then you try to make the best of a bad situation, so you float the idea of a threesome.
I didn't do that.
Me neither.
Well, who knew? Pharmacists are fun.
I know, that old lady at the end was ready to take you home.
Not enough pills in the world, Rach. But what about you, huh? You're the single one. See anybody in there you like?
Well, let's see. There was that really big guy that I was talking to with the really nice breasts.
But what about back home? Anything going on there? Anybody you like?
No.
There is. You're blushing.
No, I'm not blushing. I'm sunburned. From, you know, the rain.
You like someone. Tell me who it is. Who is it?
No.
Tell me who
Joey.
It is. Come on, who? Who do you like? Tell me. You're not getting away that easy. Who, is, who do you like?
Stop it, Joey, like? Come on. It doesn't matter. You know, it's not like anything's going to happen.
What? Why not? Rach, who can you not get?
Okay. You really want to know who it is?
Ooh, yeah. Who is it?
Do you?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
I just left you a message. Ross and I were going to go grab a bite, but now that you're here, maybe we could go have that dinner.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Hey, did you guys finish the speech?
Yeah. Yep. We got it. Thank you so much.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, and this isn't over because I really want to know who.
Later. Okay.
So, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night, Ross.